When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a back for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. A girl got on the train recently and said to me, "Do you mind if I do my makeup on the train?" I said, "Well, it's still going to look like a train, isn't it?" My biological parents brought me out in a rash, so I was brought up by my non-biological parents. My uncle, he was walking from Land's End to John O'Groats, well, until the calf injury. Not strong enough to take his weight, according to the RSPCA. My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
I could have died, Milton. That was a close shave.
Well, I'm only a trainee hairdresser. I've never used a razor that big before.
Not the haircut Anton was expecting either. Still, I'm sure the other half will grow back.
Anyway, what else did you think I meant when I said 50% off?
Milton, what's going on? Have you been cutting customers' hair again?
Sorry, boss.
Ah, well, let's not be too harsh on Milton. Maybe this new look will do me good. Bald on one side, bits of blonde fluff on the other.
It's like an egg beginning to hatch.
Yeah, the chicks will love it.
I'm so sorry, sir. My name is Alex. This is my barbershop. Milton is just supposed to sweep the floor, make the coffee, look after the plants. But he is the worst Saturday boy I have ever had.
Why?
You won't work weekends.
Listen, I'm just going to pop into Mark's and get some tea. Anyone want anything?
A hat.
I'll see what I can do. Ta-ra!
I'm so sorry, sir. Can I get you a complimentary glass of ouzo and some baklava? My mother has just brought some over from Thessalonica.
Ah, how fascinating to meet someone from the land of classical mythology and civilization.
I'm from Stevenage, but okay.
Nevertheless, your large and no doubt vibrant multi-generational family have come a long way since coming to our shores. I mean, Greeks are not particularly known for their haircuts.
Aphrodite.
Not helping, Milton. And I presume you yourself were named after Alexander the Great, whose empire stretched from Macedonia to the banks of the Ganges.
No, I'm named after Alexa, because my mother just loves them virtual assistants. Yeah, she bought my wife Tara one for her birthday.
Tara. Well, at least I know that's not a Greek name. Is it short for anything?
Tara Musalata.
Yeah. Unusual name.
Is she a bit dippy?
Milton. Nothing more about Tara Musalata, please.
Okay, I'll keep a lid on it.
I'm sorry, Alex. It's such a shame that we reduce other cultures merely to kinds of food.
That's okay. The best thing the Greeks ever gave the world was moussaka.
Come now, surely it was democracy.
I say moussaka as well. Two votes to one, you lose.
Sorry I'm late, Dad. Oh dear, have you just had a Milton special?
If there's anything you can do...
Well, what we usually do is...
Someone's already gone for a hat.
Oh, well, no, that's it.
Please, allow me to introduce my wonderful, talented daughter, Nikki, a very promising stylist.
Nikki from Nicole, meaning a victory of the people.
Nah, Nikki from when I was training and I was always nicking people with my scissors.
I wonder what you called Milton when he first started.
Ambulance.
Anyhow, how's business, Alex?
To be honest, terrible. I can't compete with all the fancy salons popping up all over the town.
Oh, we've been through this, Dad. Men today want grooming, products. And I've had this idea for how we can attract a younger clientele.
I am all ears.
Ooh. Scissors down, Milton.
Oh.
That's why I was late this morning. Last night, yeah, we went out with a load of footballers up Ritz's nightclub. Well, they've got a big cup game coming up and we could get advertising, you know, sort of sponsor the local team.
Nah, name me one person who is involved in both football and hairdressing.
Alan Shearer?
Well... Alex, football's a multi-billion-dollar business. It's probably worth a look.
Yeah, come on, Dad.
Well, all right. I mean, if I don't get more business soon, I'm going to have to close down and try sell something else.
I hear there's a lot of demand for hats these days. Football's changed a lot since I used to go to watch it as a boy. At half-time, we'd go to get a pie. Getting a pasty was a pale substitute. Ginger bloke usually came on in the second half. And so we went to the training ground to meet the players.
There it is. Theatre of dreams.
Nightmares more like. Couple of sheds, bit of grass. What we really need is a cup run.
Good idea. White Americano with two sugars, please.
No, a run in the FA Cup, Milton. But you're right, Nicky. This club could easily go under and take the heart and soul of the town with it. It goes back generations.
You're right there. Oh, sorry, I couldn't help overhearing you. 53 years I've been coming here, man and boy.
Ah, a loyal fan.
No, I'm the goalkeeper.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not up to it, really. Sometimes I just put my head in my hands.
And drop it.
Yeah. Bit harsh, Milton.
Things are bleak here. Last Saturday, I let two in.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No, I also work on the turnstiles. That was the size of the crowd.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hold up. Here's Gary now.
Gary?
The captain.
All right, Nicky, come to see the place where the magic happens.
Oh, who are these two?
Oh, they're from my dad's barbers. They've come to discuss a big sponsorship deal.
Oh, yeah? What's your connection to the club, then?
Well, let's just say my grandfather used to have a box here.
Nice. Where the directors sit?
No, he just liked punching people.
No. So, what would we get out of this, then?
Well, all the team could have a free visit to our salon.
What kind of special haircuts do you do?
Anton?
Maybe I should keep that under my hat.
Oh, come on, Gary. Bring the whole team down tomorrow night. We'll put on some Greek food, music, make an evening of it.
Well, OK, then, yeah. Footballers do need to look after their hair.
That's right. After all, one header can change the game.
You're telling me?
Especially if you're playing bowls. So the following evening, the team came over to the salon. Nicky and Alex did the haircuts, while I was under strict instructions to stick to making the drinks and sweeping the floor.
Milton, what are you doing?
Trust me, nearly finished. There, what do you think?
That I'm going to have to buy another broom. I remember what I said, Milton. No hair washing either after what you did to that customer the other day.
He wanted it bleached and washed.
That did not mean you should stick his head down the toilet.
Excuse me for being efficient.
All right, babe, I've brought the boys down.
Here they are, the night before the big match.
11 special haircuts coming up.
Yeah, this is well nice. It's like a party, isn't it?
Yes, and in honour of Alex's culture, I believe Milton has made some traditional Greek snacks.
Here we are.
What are they?
I call them reverse Trojan pies. The horse is on the inside.
Now, mate, we can't eat that so close to match day.
Oh, no, of course. These days it's all shakes, drinks and smoothies.
Yeah. So it's all right now. I've brought one of those machines that blends anything. Here, catch. Oh, sorry, mate, you all right?
Yes, I managed to dodge that particular Nutribullet.
And I'm sure we'll be able to knock you up something both delicious and nutritious. Milton, grab that watermelon over there and that pineapple.
Right, and a bit of Greek yogurt, and I'm sure that yucca plant can spare a few leaves.
Really?
Yep, just a dash of flavouring from this little brown bottle.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
One super smoothie coming up.
Milton, you need to put the lid on.
Now we're all covered.
Oh, what is this stuff? Nicky, this was your stupid idea.
Oh, well, what am I like?
A mousse.
I beg your pardon.
No, this stuff, it's a rejuvenating hair mousse. You just have to rub it in.
Oh, right. Well, I may as well. Doesn't smell too bad.
Quick thinking, Milton.
It's 100% natural. Not like that other brand that's made out of petrochemicals.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think they call it lorry oil?
Yeah, that's L'Oreal, Milton.
Previously, I'd only ever seen football on TV and found it very repetitive. You know, a player scores a goal and then they have to score exactly the same goal again, only much slower. But this was a big opportunity. In fact, I was thinking only the other day, if you want to keep earning a living, you have to be willing to do absolutely anything. Yeah, it's like a jungle out there. I remember when I was a lion. Fellow lions, I have called us together for a reason. An important reason.
What is it, mighty Milt Fursa?
We lions have a crisis. Behold the plain. The plain is almost empty.
Yeah, but look. There's still plenty of cheese and onion.
No. I am talking about the great plains of the Serengeti. The migration on which we depend is late.
Of the wildebeest?
No, Clarence. The documentary makers. Remember when they stretched to the horizon itself, the sun glinting off their lenses.
I'm sure all will be fine, Miltfasser.
Nevertheless, we need to do something, so I've decided. I'm going to become an Uber driver.
Taxi journeys.
Oh, great idea. Stuff a wildebeest, sell it to the tourists.
Well, that's taxidermy. I've already leased a Honda Prius, so it's lifts for all kinds of animals, apart from that one that really smells.
Skunk?
No, lynx. A notification. Must be a customer. Oh, it's three of them, and they're giraffes.
Ah.
I know what you're thinking, but don't worry. I got a car with a sunroof. Right, here goes.
Oh, the battery's flat. What do we do now?
Uh-oh.
What?
Listen, the wildebeest are stampeding.
Oh, we better get out of here.
Here they come.
Oh, no, they're going to hit the car.
Oh, it seems to have worked.
Of course. All we needed was a charge. So the next day, our local football team began their cup campaign.
Well, it's not a bad turnout, and I'm sure it'll be a thrilling game.
Seagulls! Seagulls!
Ah, is that the team's nickname?
No, there's a couple of seagulls in the centre circle. You have to take your entertainment where you can find it, I'm afraid. Here they come.
Oh, I do hope they do well.
Oh, that's why I told Milton to go to the dressing room and give them a team talk.
Oh, I gave them the hairdryer treatment.
A great idea. Shout, throw a few teacups. You blow-dried their hair, didn't you?
Yep. But then I remembered the other night someone called me the Vidal Sassoon of football. So I did some research and, you know...
What did you do?
I said... Mute in the clamour of the shells, he watched them burst, spouting dark earth and wire with gusts from hell.
No, Milton, that's Siegfried, Sassoon. And we're off!
Look! Gary's up front in the centre!
On me head! Oh, but he'll never beat the keeper from there. What an astonishing header. Did you see that, Milton?
And did you hear the noise it made when it hit his hair?
Yes, it was almost as if your hair moves. I wonder. Milton, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That if you had a pet snail who could predict the results of football matches, he would never get down to the bookies in time to place a bet.
I really don't know why I ever asked that question.
Something strange happened that afternoon. We'd won the game 4-0, and all the goals were brilliant headers, even the penalty. Suddenly, Alex's salon was the hippest place in town.
Great news, everyone. I've just been on the phone to Bet365. They've offered to sponsor our shirts for the next game.
Didn't there used to be Bet365?
Yes, but now they're saying don't forget to take a break from gambling. One day a year.
Honestly. These companies say bet responsibly, but the very act of betting is irresponsible in itself.
I thought you might say that.
Really?
Which is why I put 50 quid on it at 3-1. Result!
Bet responsibly. You might as well say, please put your head in the mouth of a shark. Responsibly. I mean, we really must.
The contract's worth over £1 million.
Oh, on the other hand, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
I'm liking your thinking.
Are you sure, Anton?
Well... as long as we don't change as people.
Come on, let's celebrate by getting naked in the town fountain once we filled it with Tizer.
Milton, you never used to be like this.
Yeah, sadly he did.
And so, with a betting sponsorship in place, the team's successful cup run continued. In the next round, we drew a bigger team, Grimsby Town, who were professionals. In fact, the previous year, they'd won the BBC Port Personality of the Year.
Well, I must say, I'm getting quite into this football business. Before this, I was a bit of an armchair fan.
Why did you support armchairs?
What?
Surely they support you.
Did you ever get on the pitch, Milton?
Only once, but I was dressed as an ostrich.
Ah, you were a mascot.
No. But my uncle was a mascot for Leamington Spa United, though he ended up jumping off the top of the stand.
Oh, why?
Well, he was dressed as a lemming.
Match has started.
Fantastic. I've got a big bet riding on this.
Oh, whoa. You're really getting into this betting thing, aren't you, Milton?
I bet on how many corners there'd be.
What, in the match?
No, on the pitch. I bet there'd be four. And look, there are!
Go, Gary!
Go! And what a brilliant finish!
Thanks to my amazing hair product, the team won again, including a last-minute header from Les the keeper from inside his own goal area. As long as the team kept getting their hair done with my special mousse, they were invincible. Before long, we were often to be found hanging out in Anton's new nightclub, Manhattan's, or as I like to call it, Man with a Hat-ons.
Hello there, Milton. Did I see you earlier on the dance floor, throwing some shapes?
Yes, I hit one of the bouncers with a snooker triangle.
No, Milton. This nightclub is just the beginning. We could do anything.
You're right. How about opening a combined hairdressing and colonic irrigation salon called Heads or Tails?
Hard no.
Hey, having a good time, lads.
Gary, great to see you.
Yeah, and you met Les before, didn't you?
Of course.
All right, lads.
How can we forget our goalie?
And this is my girlfriend, Debbie.
All right, you lot.
Hold on to him, Debbie. He's a keeper.
We're getting married soon. We're hiring Whippersnade Zoo. It's where Les used to work.
I told you he was a keeper.
That is so high-pitched. If she's not careful, a dog will follow her home.
And that would be a case of a dog tailing the wag.
True that.
Fancy a drink, Milt?
No, I've just got to make a call. I'm putting a big bet on a horse in Hong Kong. Does anyone else want me to put a wager on for them?
Milton, look at what you've become. Name me one other person who's involved in the worlds of horses and hairdressing.
Claire Balding. Hopefully the success of the town football team would continue, touch wood. If not, we should try another sport and get something else to say to bring us luck. Touch rugby. You see, thanks to an experience a few years ago, I had good reason to know quite a lot about fortune, one way or the other. Hello and welcome to the National Unluckiness Awards, where we try and bring a little bit of happiness to the lives of the chronically ill-fortuned. And tonight we're coming live from the West End of Stoke, so that's pretty unlucky in itself. OK, the first award is for Paper Cut of the Year. Lady Mayoress, can you do the honours?
Certainly. And the winner is... Patrick Thompson from Milford Haven.
So, Patrick, if you'd like to come up...
Sorry, Milton, I've sliced my finger on the envelope.
Oh, hang on, Patrick. If you could just stay where you are, let's see how this situation develops. Oh, hard luck, Patrick. Looks like you've been pipped at the post. The next award is for Worst Sense of Direction, and that goes to Michaela White from Solihull. As you might imagine, Michaela can't be with us this evening. And was last seen driving towards Cornwall. But here to accept her award is her sister Diana. So if you'd like to come to the stage, Diana, I can see you there, a couple of rows back. No, this way, towards me, the man with the microphone. Left, left, left. No, that's a window beside the balcony overlooking the river. Must run in the family. And now the award for Britain's Smelliest Man, which goes to Keith Parslow from Bracknell. Sadly, Keith can be with us tonight.
What?
Oh, dear. Here's your award.
Ta-ha.
And if you could present me with mine, Britain's unluckiest presenter.
There you go.
Moving on, it's time for the Lifetime Achievement Award, and the winner is...
He's just died.
Right. Well, now it's time for tonight's most prestigious award for overall total unluckiness. Please welcome Jim Corrigan from Whitley Bay.
Nothing like this has ever happened to me.
Well done, Jim, and here's your huge glass trophy.
Oh, thank you. Whoops.
Don't worry, we thought that might happen. So your real prize is here in this envelope.
Oh, wow, thanks. Best get someone else to open it, though, eh?
Good thinking. I'll do it for you.
Oh, can't wait to see what it is. Finally, my luck's beginning to turn.
And your prize is... an all-expenses-paid luxury trip to any destination outside the UK.
Oh, that is unlucky.
What's wrong, Jim?
Well, funny story. I'm a bit racist and I hate all foreigners.
Well, that's unlucky for everyone in the world, isn't it? Good night. They say winning is a habit. Ask any horse. Oh, no, that's whinnying. But our team went from success to success until eventually we were drawn against Manchester United in the FA Cup semi-final.
Oh, I can't wait till they kick off this afternoon. We'll smash them.
Nikki, I might be wrong, but I think all this money and success might be giving us the wrong attitude.
What a roller coaster, though, eh?
How'd you like it? Some people can't understand why I built one in a barber's shop.
No, I mean...
Milton, Nikki, terrible news. We have run out of the magic hair mousse.
All right, steady on. This is hardly the stuff of Greek tragedy.
Milton just needs to make some more. What do we need? Fruit, yogurt, leaves?
Medusa?
Well, far be it from me, but I think Medusa is more of a Greek myth than a tragedy.
No, my juicer to liquidise the fruit and the yogurt and the leaves.
Right, OK, that's everything. Dump them all in.
Wait, there's one last ingredient. 2 drops from that little brown bottle we keep by the potted plants.
Of course. I should have realised the mousse would contain a botanical stimulant.
Here's the bottle.
But it's empty.
Oh, dear.
Milton, if the team are going to win this afternoon, we need your baby bio.
Fine. When I was born, I was 8 pounds... 7 ounces. The first year, my interests included crawling, burping...
No, no! We need you to find somewhere where they sell baby bio.
What about the 24-hour Tesco?
Don't be silly, Anton. That was only open for a day.
Oh, that's weird. Everyone seems to be totally out of stock. We just have to go to the suppliers. Oh, I wonder where they make it.
Let me look at the bottle. Ah, Great Yarmouth.
Are you sure that's where all the fast-growing baby bio is?
Put it this way. It used to be just Yarmouth.
Well, we have to go there now and get some right away. This should come as a wake-up call to you, Milton. You've been squandering your money on high living and useless toys.
Nonsense. Anyway, come on. We can get there in my gold helicopter. As we arrived in Norfolk, we looked for somewhere flat to land, but we were so spoilt for choice we almost ran out of fuel trying to decide. Once on the ground, we made straight for the baby bio warehouse.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I wonder if you can. And may I say, what a charming accent you have. Where are you from?
Yes, Norfolk.
Okay, it's way too flat and nobody likes turkeys anyway.
I'm so sorry, we meant no disrespect.
I know, but it's about time the town got some.
Anyway, what my friend here was really asking was whether we're in the right place to find some...
Baby boyo.
Who are you?
Oh, I just happen to be the person who owns every last bottle of it. But you can call me Mr. Big.
Presumably before the baby bio, you were Mr. Small.
Oh, very good, Milton Jones. And you must be Nicky and your aunt on.
How did you know who we are?
Oh, you and your air products are famous in the horticultural community. I even saw you on that gardening TV show they show on match days. Football Crocus. And I know all about your secret recipe.
But how?
I'm sorry, Anton. As part of the betting syndicate deal, they forced me to sign over the rights to everything that belonged to the club.
You mean we're owned by an illegal cartel?
I'd heard of these foreign crime syndicates.
We're actually based in Norfolk.
So a Far East crime syndicate.
Anyway, we're only too happy to give Nicky a little loan in exchange for the formula. And now we got a big bet on your team losing the match. So I think we'll just keep you here till it's all over. Janice! Show them the door.
Oh, they're from up west. They'll have seen a door before.
Yeah, I know. I meant there's a lot of men.
Oh, right you are.
Milton, have you got a tissue or something?
Sorry.
I can't believe this has happened to us. Name one other person who's involved with both hairdressing and organised crime.
A blow-dry Escobarba.
So, we're locked in a warehouse, stuffed with all kinds of other things stockpiled to keep the price artificially high.
Look at all this printer ink. There must be millions of pounds worth here.
Yeah, 8 cartridges. And look at all these stockpiled chains and padlocks by the door.
No, Milton, that's just to stop us getting out. It's hopeless. We're going to lose the match and Alex will be ruined. Oh, Milton, can't you do something about that?
No, that's not me.
The tripping's coming from that giant bottle over there.
I can't see. It's just too high up.
Here, use this, my mirror that every barber has to have with them at all times.
Brilliant. Thanks. Oh, that's incredible.
I know, right? You can see the back of your head.
No. No, the bottle. It's full of brown liquid and it's marked...
Baby bio?
No, even better. Adult bio. Milton, this stuff is so strong, you have to be really mature to use it.
You have to be really mature to use it.
If only we could get some of this back to the match, but it's hopeless.
And I'm cold and hungry too.
Oh, I almost forgot my packed lunch. Now, what have I got this time? Yogurt, salad, a packet of mini cheddars.
Well, it's not very much between the three of us.
Ah, but if I put a couple of drops of adult bio on it, I bet I could make these mini cheddars into massive cheddars. I'll just put it on the salad leaves.
Look, I really wouldn't. Who knows how fast adult bio makes things grow?
Oh, it's growing really fast. It's getting huge.
Jo, just look at all its tendrils intertwining.
It's like that terrible legend.
Yes, Perseus and the Gorgons.
No, Boris Johnson's hair.
Yes. We'll grab hold of it. And grab the bottle while you're at it.
We're heading for the roof.
Up we go! We found ourselves on the roof, the tallest point in all of Norfolk. Some 7 foot high. We quickly got back into the helicopter and flew straight to the ground, where waiting for us was Alex.
Back so soon?
I have endured the suffering of the troops.
So soon, not Sassoon, Milton.
But anyway, you're too late. The match is about to start.
And without the hair product, they'll be slaughtered.
I've got an idea. Look, in this kit cupboard... Yes, my old ostrich costume. I could put it on, walk onto the pitch pretending to be a mascot, and secretly hand over the adult bio to the players.
Would you really do that, Milton? Dress up as an ostrich to save the match?
Someone's got to stick their neck out. Hand me that bottle.
Well done, Milton.
And so, trying to draw as little attention to myself as possible, I began to behave just like an ostrich.
Milton, get on with it! Throw the bottle to someone!
Right, I'll throw it to the goalie.
Oh, hello, Milton.
Les, how come you're playing?
I've just come off the bench.
I can see, although, to be fair, I'm surprised they let you have one in the goal mouth at all. Anyway, catch!
Oh, finally! Someone's got faith in my... Whoops!
Oh, no! The whole bottle of adult bio has spilt on the pitch!
And the grass is beginning to grow. It's already about 2 foot tall now.
And you can't see any of the players.
Don't worry, they're just taking the knee.
It's still growing really fast.
What the crowd singing?
Forest, Forest.
And they're not even playing Nottingham.
Here we go, ref's whistle. The roar of the...
Lion. Uh-oh.
Oh, all this grass and foliage has created a jungle microclimate.
Is that a...
Purple and yellow? I don't think so.
Probably it's away kit.
Well, the match is bound to be abandoned.
We are going to lose everything we worked for.
Milton and I are so sorry. Milton, has anyone seen Milton recently?
Look out, everyone! It's the helicopter!
Yes, but why is Milton flying it upside down? Of course, the blades are cutting back the grass.
Finally, Milton's done a haircut to be proud of.
Oh, Milton, well done.
Imagine what tomorrow's headlines will say.
What a shave.
I have taught you well, Milton. But aren't you forgetting one last thing?
Of course. Let me just grab this giant mirror. Well, Mr. Pitch, does that look all right?
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.